This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. American troops are headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. That announcement came Friday evening from the Pentagon. The deployment is in response to last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities. Mark Esper is the Secretary of Defense.
In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense. We will also work to accelerate the delivery of military equipment to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the UAE to enhance their ability to defend themselves.
The United States is placing blame for last week's attacks squarely on Iran. Secretary Esper said the attack represents a dramatic escalation of Iranian aggression. Tehran denies they were behind the attack. Protests broke out in Cairo and other Egyptian cities Friday night, calling for the removal of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. But police quickly dispersed them. Dozens of people joined the nighttime demonstrations around Tahrir Square, which was the epicenter of the 2011 revolution that toppled the country's longtime autocratic leader. Such demonstrations are rare in Egypt after Egypt effectively banned protests under a law passed following the 2013 military ouster of Islamist former president Mohamed Morsi. Iraqi security officials say the death toll in an explosion on a minibus in the Shiite holy city of Karbala has risen to 12. Five others were injured. The officials said all of those killed in the explosion and subsequent fire were civilians. A bus carrying Chinese tourists crashed on its way to a national park in southern Utah, killing four and critically injuring up to 15 others. It's not yet clear what caused the wreck. This is VOA. All over the world on Friday, rallies and demonstrations to demand action on climate change took place. The rallies were inspired by 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. Her weekly protests began last year in front of the Swedish parliament and became a global movement. Thunberg was in New York on Friday.
Because this is an emergency. Our house is on fire. And it's not just the young people's house. We all live here. It affects all of us.
Notably, Friday's demonstrations were heavily attended by young people who skipped school. They see climate change as a direct threat to their future. The climate, they believe, is more important than school.
Why should we study for a future that is being taken away from us? That is being stolen for profit.
It's estimated that approximately 4 million people took part in demonstrations worldwide. U.S. lawmakers at a congressional hearing Thursday pushed for answers on the stalled peace talks with the Taliban following President Trump's suspension of negotiations earlier this month. The open hearing followed a closed-door session in which the top U.S. envoy to Afghanistan, Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, testified. Catherine Gibson has more.
U.S. envoy Khalilzad led those negotiations that could have concluded with Trump meeting the Taliban at the presidential retreat in Camp David, a step that infuriated lawmakers from both parties. Washington is making another unexpected move, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing a $160 million cut in aid to Afghanistan, accusing the Afghan government of being an unreliable partner, a key test of the Taliban's commitment to the process, shunning violence in the Afghan presidential election set for September 28th. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
AP correspondent Matt Small reports on details of a showdown between the Trump administration and Congress over a reported whistleblower allegation involving President Trump.
The Trump administration is keeping Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging. Both the Washington Post and the New York Times report that at least part of the complaint involves Ukraine, with the newspapers citing anonymous sources familiar with the matter.
Matt Small reporting. El Salvador and the United States have signed an agreement to cooperate on asylum claims, the U.S. Embassy said in a statement on Friday, without giving further details. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.